So I've been trying to play the songs with Hanukkah in the title, and I've got two in under my belt. So let's go to number three. Courtesy of our friend Beck Hansen. It's the Little Drum Machine Boy. Speaking of requests, WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Is the email address.
That's the holiday. That's the Hanukkah robot funk. Right about now, gonna drop some Hanukkah science. This is it. I press a button, make the gentleman cry. I rock a beat to make the hamburger fry. Now funk this joint and tricked out holiday gear. The system booming, strictly pioneer. Hunger the beer, bringing a tear.
Styles that are slick and sleazy. Spin around, play around like a dreidel. Kind of science to bring you back into the cradle. But sometimes this track's so poignant. Somebody please pass me some kind of ointment. Put these rhymes together like a thief. Clear up your nose like a eucalyptus leaf. Drop in science, you don't even know what hit you. Next thing you know, you're 13 and get about mitzvah.
Folk Songs of America, another program by that inimitable singer of America's own songs, Hughie Leadbelly Ledbetter.
So, win or lose, I don't care. How's your attitude? Well, I don't care. The weight of 100 years, I don't care. No blood, sweat or tears.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
We have hit the midway mark of the Viva La Mock radio program. Appreciate you hanging in, or maybe you just tuned in because you're like, dude, you played boring stuff for the first 2 hours. It's that last 2 hours that you're rocking. Speaking of rocking, you are rocking WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul, and it is that show called Viva La Mock. I have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to right now before I get to the either of these calendars. I got to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3325. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT music and radio calendar. We're going to start things off with the radio calendar, some events I'm familiar with that are going on around town. For example, Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are hosting Inside Out. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, drinks, and more. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art-making food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Again, that's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 down on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Also, don't forget over at the Warhol, they're doing the Taste of Grace exhibition. We're talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She is unapologetically androgynous, theatrical, and inventive. Of course, Warhol and Jones, they met in the mid-70s and remained lifelong friends. The exhibit actually highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits of by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. Find out more information at warhol.org. You can always visit the Warhol down on Sandusky Street on the north side, North Shore, whatever they call that these days. This exhibit goes on now through the 29th of November. A couple things happening in September. For example, the Pittsburgh Irish Fest is coming back. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more on four stages. It's at the Lots at Sandcastle in the Homestead area. It is September 10th through the 12th, which is a Sunday, a Friday through Sunday. For more information, pghirishfest.org. You got the Irish Fest. What about the Scottish Fest? Yeah, well, we call that the Ligonier Highland Games, and the 62nd annual Highland Games is happening out at Idlewild Park in Ligonier. Now, that is Saturday the 18th. It's the following weekend. It's a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You can see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. for a full schedule of events. Go to LigonierHighlandGames.org. But don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market, which happens each and every Tuesday at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. It's from 3 to 7, rain or shine. There are tons of vendors. It's a good time for good food. More information can be found at, just email market@lunited.org, or you can call 412-802-7220. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, what you have to do is send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to that thing I call the WRCT music calendar, which I'm guessing in the month of September is going to be a very fluid music calendar because things are changing, you know? Kiss, the day of their show, it made national headlines, had to postpone their Pittsburgh show this past week. Why? Because Paul Stanley came down with COVID. So we hope he's doing better. And since he was vaccinated, I'm sure his symptoms will be milder because that's what happens when you're vaccinated. You can still get COVID. You can still pass COVID on. But the chances of you being in a hospital respirator, very slim. Very slim. It has nothing to do with my music calendar. So yes, I know the program director is knocking on the window going, music calendar, Moxer, music, yes, okay, going to the music calendar. Music calendar, here we go. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days, weeks, all that. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, scrolling. Keep that mouse a-scrolling. All right, here we go. Here's some shows happening, apparently. Murder Junkies in town on Friday, the 3rd of September, playing Preserving Underground. The Oaks Theater is hosting Pure Gold that same evening, and the Tambritzins are doing a free show at South Park Amphitheater. No Bad Juju down at Vinosky Winery and Ross Traver on Saturday the 4th. Doobie Brothers are out at Star Lake, and Terrapin Flyer at Thunderbird on that day. Waxahachie with Katie Kirby at Mr. Small's on Sunday the 5th. Lindsay Buckingham coming to town on Tuesday the 7th, playing the Carnegie Homestead Music Hall. Hop Along is at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 7th. Lydia Lunch at Preserving Underground on Wednesday the 8th with Bob Burt of Sonic Youth Connections. Walter Weasel and Tim Dahl all on that bill, according to my calendar. Dinosaur Jr. playing Mr. Smalls on Friday the 10th. With Riley Walker. Pixies at Stage AE on the 11th of September. The Struts at Stage AE on the 12th. Fozzy, who was in the Motley Crue mock I did last week at Jurgles on the 12th. Wild Pink and Rat Boys at the Club Cafe on Sunday the 12th as well. And at Mr. Small's, it's Moon Taxi with Sparkle City Disco. Now, on the 14th, Modern English was supposed to be in town. I have gotten reliable news that show has been postponed to 2022. So no Modern English coming up, but it is on my calendar. It says Candlebox is at the Roxian. I think I saw Candlebox once. I think. Not like on purpose. It was they were the band playing after a Pirates game. And so, you know, and I realized I knew more of their songs than I didn't realize that I knew. So take that. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th of September. Oh, I think on the 15th, and I mentioned this earlier, it's not actually on my music calendar for good reason. And one is because these are not shows you can just walk in and buy a ticket day of. Steve Wynn is coming to town. He's going to be performing at Bantha, which is a little tea shop on Penn Avenue. So it's going to be an intimate, very intimate show. I reached out to Bantha earlier today, and they said, yeah, there's no postponement announcement at this time, Moxter. But he said, you do have to go to Undertow Music, I think it is. Yes, undertowmusic.com to find out about ticket information and all that. And that's the only way you can get a ticket and get to a show. But I'm pretty excited if that one's still happening. That's on the 15th. Speaking of the 15th, Flogging Molly, Violent Femmes, and the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are at Stage AE, and Deer Tickets at Mr. Small's. Lightning Bolt coming to town on the 17th, playing the Club Cafe. I know. so much. Reckless Kelly at Jurgles on the 19th. And Mr. Smalls is hosting a GWAR show. How about that? James McMurtry is doing two shows on the 21st, which is a Tuesday. Of course, those are Club Cafe shows. And Bob Mould is on the Mr. Smalls schedule for Thursday, the 21st. Okay, I'm gonna pause there because that's a lot of shows. That is a lot of shows, and I got more music to get to. I know, we're already like 10 minutes into the third hour of the Viva the Mock radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. You know what? Before I go any further, I should tell you that you can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I, the Mockster, will reveal it at 5 p.m. Just because you're special, you are. Your mom was right all these years. But let's get back into the music. Now, as you are aware, Viva La Mock runs its original programming on a Friday evening starting at 9, and then on Tuesday, we do a replay or an encore presentation. Well, if you were listening this past Friday, you might have heard something that didn't sound like the Mockster, and what happened is WRCT had some technical errors and some issues on the back end, and so the Viva La Mock radio show did not run in its entirety. So there were 2 hours, roughly 2 hours of music that that the listeners lost. So here's what the Mockster is doing. The Mockster, which is me, I'll just talk in third person. So I'm going to rerun those 2 hours this Friday because they still have not seen the light of day, much like that. So instead of replaying those 2 hours and then rerunning them Friday, and then next week you hear them again on Tuesday, I was like, let me just throw something in on the Tuesday encore for this last 2 hours of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's some content, some good stuff, some good music, but not a spoiler alert to some of the great songs that are lined up for you to hear on Friday. So yeah, are you prepared for that? Will you allow me to do that? I hope so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back, and I've got some of my favorite albums pulled, and I am actually going to play side one. I did this over the summer, back in the spring. I don't remember when I did it, but I'm going to play side one of the debut album of some of my favorite artists. So I'm actually going to start off this segment as we are continuing the Viva La Mock radio program with side one of the debut album from New Jersey's The Feelies. Yeah, the Feelies, they were formed back in 1976, and they actually took their name from a fictional entertainment device described in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World book. Yeah, and then they released their debut. So they started off in 76. They didn't release their debut until April of 1980. It was called Crazy Rhythms. It's on Stiff Records. Now, I'm going to tell you, Crazy Rhythms, it commercially was a flop. It just wasn't like people just didn't get it, apparently, but it was a critical success. In fact, back in 1980, it placed number 17 on the Village Voice's annual critics poll. And here's some albums it beat out that same year. It beat out David Bowie's Scary Monsters. It beat out Joy Division's Closer. It beat out the Rolling Stones' Emotional Rescue. So that's what the critics were thinking about it. And it took some time for people waited to discover the Feelies. They were very influential on REM in their early years. So let me do this. Let's check out side one of Crazy Rhythms by the Feelies with the first track, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness.
There's a kid I know, but not too well. Doesn't have a lot to say. Well, this boy lives right next door. Thank you.
too soon. It's not the first time it's happened. In a moment you said, you don't want to know me. It seems as though that's never done. What I'm seeing as hopeless, you're seeing as fun. There's no really asking if we'd be together tonight. I was raised by different standards, and it wouldn't seem right. Doesn't seem important. Like to know what matters then. It happened, they already did. I don't remember it. It's not my plan.
Perfect. That's not the way you were raised to be. You try to
wrapping up side one of the Feelies' debut album, Crazy Rhythms, from 1980. That is the song Forces at Work. Before that, Loveless Love also played the first single off that album, which was Fasse La, and the first track on side one, The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, kicked off the entire album. Hey, I'm the Monster. I'm playing some of my favorite album sides this Tuesday afternoon for you just to hopefully have you enjoy it, as that's just what I feel like doing. So the Feelies, a New Jersey-based band, right?